From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
It's time for Soundcheck, and today I am absolutely delighted to welcome an amazing rising star, Cape Town-born, Paul Elizabeth-based singer-songwriter who's making waves across South Africa, Liam Tuffy. And let me tell you, Liam blends pop, indie rock and folk into heartfelt anthems, you know, a multi-instrumentalist since the age of three. Listen to that again. Multi-instrumentalist since the age of three. And his music is shaped, of course, by raw emotion and storytelling that you can truly connect with. And his debut single hit the top 10 on multiple radio stations in 2025, earning him, of course, opening slots for acts like Mikasa, one of my favorite bands, and the Saxby Twins. Welcome here, of course, to Soundcheck, Liam Tuffy. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good on yourself. Happy to be here.
Listen, love your music. Absolutely amazing. You were born in Cape Town, as I mentioned, and based in Port Elizabeth, or now known as Gqeberha. How was your South African upbringing? How has that shaped your music till today?
I think growing up and things like that, I was always surrounded by music. My mom and dad, music was always going on around the house and in the car, wherever we went, really. And I always had a melody in my head, always different ones. And then it kind of became a dream to maybe one day be able to write my own music. And eventually now, this year, I've been given the opportunity and the privilege to give it a go. So, yeah,
and you did,
very grateful.
And you did absolutely well. Now, you're inspired by, if I'm understanding correct, you're inspired by, like, Bradley Will Simpson and Majosi. What about their music resonates with you the most, Liam?
I think just the fact that they write more about what they've maybe gone through in life and what people can relate to in their, maybe their lives, even if it's not something they might have experienced in life, other people can also maybe relate or have gone through it, and it just makes it easier for people to be connected to the artist themselves, you know. Get to know a bit more about the artist through the songs that they're singing.
Indeed. Now, you've been, as I mentioned, a multi-instrumentalist since the age of three. I still can't get beyond that. Which instrument sparked your love for music and why?
So it started with drums. On Sundays, I used to go to church with my parents, and when it was worship time, I used to stand behind the drummer on worship, and I just used to watch him. From a young age, I just used to watch everything he did. And then in the car, I used to play drums to the songs playing on the radio with toothpicks. And then getting older, it became chopsticks from sushi shops. And then from there, I got my first drum set from the Crazy Store, the small little plastic one, and that broke. And then my 8th birthday party, I got my first actual acoustic kit. And then since then, I've just been smacking the drums to now. Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Your debut single cracked the top 10 on several radio stations in South Africa in 2025. What did that milestone mean to you personally and musically?
I think it meant quite a lot, just because I knew I wanted to write something to what it is, something similar to what the song is. And then I had an idea and it just turned out to be exactly what I wanted it to be. Yeah, it means quite a lot because it's basically the song's about spending time with loved ones, friends or family, cherishing the moments you have with them and just being grateful that they're with you in those moments, you know.
Indeed.
And even you might meet new people out and about, and then you've made new connections and just cherishing the moments with new people and old.
I hear you. Now, your songs are also known for storytelling. Your previous single, you know, is there a specific story behind Here With Me that you can share? And how would you describe your creative process when writing a new track like this?
So with Here With Me, the story behind it was I realized, so I'd lost my gran a couple of years ago,
mom.
So I'd lost her, and I'd realized that there's a lot of things I didn't get to do with her just because of sometimes times got tough, you know, and I just thought back to if I was with her and other people that I've lost in the family, like maybe I could have been able to cherish more moments and have a bit more memories to think about and dwell upon, you know, and start to enjoy. And I started to realize that life is quite short. Yeah, you got to cherish those moments and be with the person you love, family, friends. And that's why it's called Here With Me. I mean, there's the chorus where it's driving my car and playing the music too loud as long as you're here with me now. And those words mean quite a bit, even though it's a catchy song. If you just read a bit deeper into it, then it means quite a lot as to just being in someone's company. I mean, sometimes I'm just with my dad or my mom and we won't say a word to each other, but just having them in my company is enough for the time being, you know.
Yeah. So Liam, tell me, what do you hope listeners will take away from Here With Me when they're listening to it?
I hope that they just take away that they should cherish the moments with their loved ones and people in their lives that have impacted their lives, moms, dads, friends. Doesn't really matter, even if it's your dog, you know. And yeah, I hope they just take that away and enjoy life while they still can. Because, I mean, yeah.
Tell me, are there any artists that you would love to collaborate with sometime? What's next for you after Here With Me? Any performances? Where can people book you? Social media? Spill the tea. What's happening?
Yeah, there's a few artists that I'd love to collab with. One of them being Mr. Matthew Mole.
Nice.
I got the privilege of meeting him this past Saturday. I opened for him at the Music Kitchen in Port Elizabeth, and we got chatting about maybe just sitting around writing some things, and we share similar interest in the songs that we write and the genres that we're into. So I look forward to maybe writing with him. And other artists would be a good friend of mine, Mr. Ben Peens. He's also from Port Elizabeth, and he's also just started this year, and me and him are very close, so I'm looking forward to writing with him. And then other bigger icons like Majozi, the Saxby Twins, all the locals.
All the locals. Can't wait for that. That sounds absolutely amazing. Social media, bookings, where can we find you? Are there any upcoming shows perhaps where people can watch and listen to you?
So social media, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or you can email earthdaysin@labinet.com or on social media, Liam Taffy, and it should come up there. You can send me a DM and I'll point you in the right direction to the right people to contact. And then bookings at the moment, going to Cape Town. We'll be in Cape Town now for quite some time, just doing a couple shows around there. And then from there, just see what comes up next.
What comes up next. Well, we're looking forward to that. Liam Taffy, thank you so much for joining me here on Soundcheck. I wish you all the best with your future endeavors. And who knows, hopefully you come and serenade us here in Central South Africa.
Thank you.
That was Soundcheck, the latest from the local music industry.